Transitioning. Introduction. How do you feel about your onboarding presentation? It has video and sound now, looks great, and is fun and interactive. But there's something missing. Somehow it doesn't look entirely professional. This is a serious problem, as the quality and professionality of the onboarding process sets the implicit expectations for quality work from your new employees. What is your presentation missing that is preventing it from looking like a quality, professional presentation? Can you put your finger on it? It's animation. There are two main areas of animation within PowerPoint: transitions and object or text animations. We'll start animating objects a little later in this unit, but for now, just imagine your existing onboarding presentation with smooth, sophisticated transitions between slides, like you might see in a movie trailer. Let's learn how to animate our presentations and conquer this final frontier to PowerPoint mastery. Adding slide transitions. A slide transition is the visual effect that occurs when you move from one slide to the next during a presentation. PowerPoint allows you to control the speed, animation, and even add sound effects to the slide transitions. To add transitions to our onboarding presentation, we need to walk through the following steps. Step 1. Select a slide. Select the slides we want to add a transition to. Step 2. Add a transition. Select the Transitions tab in the ribbon and choose a transition to apply from the transition to this slide carousel. Selecting a transition will play a preview of the proposed transition in the main slide window, so you can see what your chosen transition will look like. We've chosen the push transition. How many transitions do you think are available in PowerPoint? There are just under 50 transitions available in PowerPoint. You can add the following transitions to animate the movement between slides: no transition, blinds horizontal, blinds vertical, box in, box out, checkerboard across, checkerboard down, comb horizontal, comb vertical, cover down, cover left, cover right, cover up, cover left down, cover left up, cover right down, cover right up, cut, cut through black, dissolve, fade smoothly, fade through black, newsflash, push down, push left, push right, push up, random bars horizontal, random bars vertical, shape circle, shape diamond, shape plus, split horizontal in, split horizontal out, split vertical in, split vertical out, strips left down, strips left up, strips right down, strips right up, uncover down, uncover left, uncover right, uncover up, uncover left down, uncover left up, uncover right down, uncover right up, wedge, wheel clockwise one spoke, wheel clockwise two spokes, wheel clockwise three spokes, wheel clockwise four spokes, wheel clockwise eight spokes, wipe down, wipe left, wipe right, wipe up, random transition. Select the Transitions tab in the ribbon and choose a transition to apply from the transition to this slide carousel. Selecting a transition will play a preview of the proposed transition in the main slide window, so you can see what your chosen transition will look like. We've chosen the push transition. Step 3. Add an effect. Select effect options to choose the direction of your transition and its properties, such as fading through black or utilizing a fast transition. Step 4. Preview your transition. Click the Preview button in the Transitions tab to see how the transition looks. Step 5. Remove a transition. To remove a transition, simply select the None option in the Transition to this slide carousel in the Transition tab. Inserting multiple transitions. There's no need to get too creative with your slide transitions. Utilizing a different transition on every slide will likely confuse and overwhelm your audience, and it may even look more amateurish than not inserting slide transitions at all. Common practice is to utilize the same slide transition throughout your presentation. However, inserting transitions throughout a presentation does not mean repeating the above process for every slide. As we've learned, in PowerPoint, there is usually a quicker way. Select all of the thumbnails of slides to which you would like to add a transition. If you are in the normal or outline view, you can see the thumbnails down the left-hand side of your screen. and if you are in the slide sorter view, they'll be in the center of your screen. Select multiple slides by clicking on the first slide, then holding the Shift key and selecting the last slide to include in your selection. This will select all the slides between and including the slides you clicked on. If the slides you would like to select are not in consecutive order, you can hold the Control key and click on each slide individually to add it to your existing selection. Alternatively, you can simply create the desired transition once and then click the Apply to All button in the Timing group of the Transition tab while on the slide containing the created transition. Once the desired slides are selected, follow the same process described earlier to add a transition. This will allow you to add the same transition to multiple slides at once. Be a director. Utilizing transitions to their full potential requires thinking like a director. Your slideshow is your masterpiece. What story does it tell? Do you want it to be funny and lighthearted, or dark and mysterious? Should it be clean-cut and professional, or an artsy creative journey? Even after all your hard work creating beautiful slides with perfect design, your slide transitions still play a major role in shaping your presentation's look and feel. The most important thing is to pick a transition that matches your content. If you are pitching a business merger between two accounting firms, don't use the origami transition, which folds your slide into a bird that then flaps off the screen. Rather, use something simple and professional, such as the fade transition. Adding sound to a transition. One popular effect that might be useful while wearing your director cap is adding a sound effect to transitions. Sound effects are audio clips used to enhance the story of a presentation. You could use something simple, such as a click sound, or match the transition effect, such as adding a whoosh sound to a push or wipe transition, or some magical tingling sound to accompany a reveal or flash transition. You may even want to get a little creative and use one of the options shown below or something similarly inspired. Curtains transition. Try adding an applause sound to a curtains transition. Crush transition. Adding a crumpling sound to the crush transition brings it to life. Airplane transition. Adding an engine sound to the airplane transition animates the slide even more. Just don't forget to keep it simple. A paper crumpling sound and transition duo may seem cute at first, but it can get pretty annoying in a 30-slide presentation. To add sound to a narration, select the slides that you want to add a sound to, and in the Transitions tab, click on the drop-down menu labeled Sound and select a built-in sound, such as a chime or drum roll, or click Other Sound to add your own sound file from your computer. Importing your own sound file is another way to play a slide narration rather than importing a sound file onto a slide as we did in previous units. If you would like your sound effect to keep playing until the next sound is triggered in your slideshow, then select the Loop Until Next Sound option in the drop-down menu as well. If you click the Preview button again, you can now see what your transition looks like with the accompanying sound effect. For our onboarding presentation, we've inserted the push sound, which obviously matches our push transition. Transition speed. You can change how long a transition effect takes to animate. In the Timing group of the Transitions tab, simply enter in the amount of time you would like the transition to take in the input box labeled Duration. A shorter duration will make the transition animate faster, and a longer duration will make it play slower. Automatic transitions. As you may recall, our onboarding presentation is for new staff working in remote locations around the world, so it would be a good idea to automate transitions from slide to slide. The user can always press the backwards and forwards arrows to override automated slide transitions, but this way they can sit back and enjoy the show. You may also use automatic transitions when you are presenting, but don't want to be distracted by clicking the mouse all the time. In both cases, estimate how much time is needed on a specific slide to absorb its contents or to deliver all of your talking points, and then automatically move on to the next slide. You can set the amount of time that a slide is displayed before transition to the next slide in the Timing group of tools in the Transitions tab. Entering the desired number of seconds in the After box automatically checks the After checkbox, and the slide will transition after that amount of time. If no time has been entered or selected, slides advance when you click the mouse. We've applied the transition effects we've created to all of our slides using the Apply to All button mentioned earlier. So that completes our slideshow transitions. Now we can dive into individual slides to create some riveting animations and bring our onboarding presentation to completion. Be an animator. Animation used to be the stuff of dreams. The only way of creating animations was to draw a series of still frame images and display them in quick succession. And you can imagine how expensive that would be. The famous cartoons of yesteryear, such as Mickey Mouse and Daffy Duck, were created by teams of hundreds of animators furiously drawing frames that could be strung together into an animated film. That all changed with computers, as modern technology could be used to support the animator in their work. Now, instead of drawing every image in a sequence of a barrel rolling down a hill, for example, you might be able to draw an image of a barrel, specify the start and end position of the barrel, and have animation software do the rest of the work for you. Drawing a frame. Think of how long it takes you to draw a picture. In animation, that is less than a second of a movie clip, and there are 24 frames per second of film. However long it takes you to draw one frame, imagine repeating that until you reach the desired number of frames to make an animation, which can be a lot. Drawing a lot of frames. That means a minute of film requires 1,440 pictures. We can use all the tricks in the book, but that's still going to be a lot of work when drawing by hand. A lot of work goes into drawing many frames to create an animation. Modern animation. However, computers can do the drawing for us. Using modern technology, you can draw every hundredth frame and let the computer calculate and draw all the intermediate frames needed. Like these images of rabbits in slightly different frames, modern computer programs can draw most of the frames for you. PowerPoint incorporates such technologies to let you animate objects and text on your slides. Let's add some animation to our onboarding presentation. Principles of animation. While PowerPoint is not a heavy-duty animation tool like those used in film and game studios, we can still create real animation with it. Let's take a moment to learn about Disney's 12 Principles of Animation. These were developed by Walt Disney animators Ollie Johnson and Frank Thomas to guide animators in creating realistic and believable animations. 1. Squash and stretch. Generally considered the most important principle of animation, this principle stems from the need to remember physics in your animations, so they seem feasible. For example, if you are animating a bouncing ball, the ball's weight and mass cannot change through movement. So if it is squashed down vertically, it must spread its mass horizontally, or vice versa. 2. Anticipation. This type of animation prepares the viewer for the main action just ahead. Think about a cat jumping to catch a bird. The cat will retract for a moment so you know that the leap is coming. It's exciting. 3. Staging. Staging is very much about emphasis, about telling the viewer, through the use of lighting, color, space, volume, motion, speed, or any other device you deem necessary, what they should be looking at. 4. Straight ahead versus pose-to-pose animation. Straight-ahead animation is where an entire sequence is drawn frame by frame from beginning to end. PowerPoint, though, uses pose-to-pose animation, where key poses are drawn or keyframed at various points throughout the sequence. Then the intermediate frames are added later. 5. Follow-through and overlapping action. Parts of a body can move independently of the main body parts. So when the torso stops moving, the arms, hair, tail, and clothing of a character continue to catch up for a few frames. It's more lifelike. 6. Slow out and slow in. Most objects take time to accelerate and decelerate. Factor this into your animations to make them realistic. 7. Arcs. Look around. Motion usually follows a relatively fluid arc. Following arcs when we animate our objects is necessary to create the illusion that our animated creations obey the laws of physics. 8. Secondary motion. This can be any motion secondary to the primary motion, such as the swinging of a character's hands while they walk. Secondary motion should support, rather than detract from, primary motion. 9. Timing. Our animations must be timed appropriately if they are to feel right to the viewer. 10. Exaggeration. While we are trying to be as realistic as possible, sometimes exaggerating a typical movement from life will actually emphasize it and make it more appealing to the viewer. 11. Solid drawing. Whether it be 2D or 3D animation, we should always remember that we are depicting something that is solid and three-dimensional in the real world. 12. Appeal. The audience does not have to like a character to find them appealing. A well-developed, well-animated villain can definitely appeal to the audience if the villain is believable and compelling. Newton's Laws of Motion. If you're into physics, you'll also notice that our principles of animation overlap a lot with Newton's laws of motion, which describe the physical laws of movement. This is because by obeying the laws of physics to some degree, animations seem believable, even when they are outlandish and far-fetched. Which of Newton's laws of motion did you spot above? The squash and stretch rule insists that our animations follow Newton's law of conservation of mass, so the weight and mass of an object cannot be changed through movement. The slow in and slow out rule is necessary because of the rule of conservation of energy, which states that the speed of an object, which is really energy, has to go somewhere. It can't just disappear. Friction with the ground converts a ball's energy of speed into heat and sound energy, making it stop slowly over time as the energy is converted but never lost. Adding animation. You can animate almost anything in your presentation, including the text, pictures, shapes, tables, smart art graphics, and other objects found on each slide. PowerPoint offers effects for making objects appear, disappear, move, or change their size and color. In other words, it will make you as close to a magician as possible. To add animation to a piece of text, picture, shape, or object, simply follow the following process. 1. Select the object or text you want to animate by clicking on it. 2. Select an animation from the animation carousel of the Animations tab. 3. Click on the Effect Options button next to the animation carousel and choose an effect from the drop-down list of options that appears. Animating text. Before playing around with shapes and objects on our slides, let's experiment with animating text. One of the simplest and most effective animations is to make text appear one line at a time. If you're planning to present live, this tool allows you to use a visual aid with text to back up your point, but does not allow the audience to read ahead instead of listening to you speak. You can add a line-by-line English animation to your slideshow by doing the following. Step 1. Select your text box. On the slide, select the box that contains your text. Step 2. Apply an animation. Click the Animations tab and then pick an animation, such as Appear, Fade In, or Fly In. For some animations, such as Fly In, click Effect Options, as you'll need to pick a direction for the bullets to fly in from, such as bottom, top, left, or right. Step 3. Add an effect. Click Effect Options and then click By Paragraph to make the paragraphs of text appear one at a time. Selecting All at Once or As One Object will make all the text in your text box appear at the same time. Step 4. Progressing through an animation. By default, the presenter will need to click the slide or press the right key to progress in displaying each line of text in your animation, and you can test this out by clicking the From Current Slide button in the Slideshow tab. We'll learn how to automate progression of the animation a little later in the unit. Create a typing effect. You can also create a typing visual effect by making characters in a paragraph appear one at a time. On the slide, select the text box that contains your text. Click the Animations tab, and then click the Add Animation drop-down menu to select an animation, such as Appear, Fade, or Fly In. Then, still in the Animations tab, click the Animation Pane button in the Advanced Animation group of tools. This will open the Animation Pane on the right side of the PowerPoint window, where you can add additional effects to your chosen animation. In the Animation Pane, click the arrow next to your animation and select Effect Options. A dialog box will pop up in which you can set advanced animation settings. To create a typing visual effect, click the arrow next to Animate Text in the Enhancements section of the Effect tab, to view a drop-down menu of available text animation options and select By Letter. You can change the delay time in the seconds delay between letters input box. For a realistic typing effect, you probably don't want to use a delay of more than 0.2 seconds. PowerPoint immediately previews the animation for you so that you can see what it will look like to have the text appear letter by letter. If you're still not sure about this new effect, you can repeat the preview by selecting the animation in the animation pane and clicking the Play From button. Putting it all together. Adding multiple animations to an object. By having text appear line by line, you've created one animation that is divided into multiple steps. When adding animations to text, or objects such as a picture, shape, or smart art graphic, you can apply multiple animation effects to develop sophisticated animations. Here come those Disney animations. We've actually used multiple animations to spice up our language work ethic slide and bring it to life. Follow along as we walk you through how we did it. To get started, we'll select the circular smart art graphic on the slide and open the animation pane by clicking the animation pane button in the advanced animation group of the animation tab. The animation pane should appear on the right-hand side of PowerPoint. Then we click the Add Animation button in the Advanced Animation group of the Animation tab to add our first animation in what will become a sequence of animations. Or on Mac, simply select an animation from the various carousels and drop-down lists in the ribbon. We've started with the wheel animation, which is perfect for revealing the cycle in order of phases. There are tons of animations to choose from, including entrance animations for the initial display of an object on a slide, emphasis animations to draw the viewer's attention to a specific object, exit animations for hiding an object on a slide, and motion path animations for moving an object along a specific path on your slide. These are the four types of animations provided by PowerPoint, and we'll be using each of them in our work cycle animation. Following the work cycle's entrance animation, we've given it an emphasis animation just to spice things up and leave the viewer wondering what will happen next. We can apply additional animations by repeating the process of clicking the Add Animations button and selecting the desired animation, or deselecting the existing animations on Mac and selecting a new one from the ribbon. As you can see, adding additional animations simply adds them to the animations displayed in the animation pane. We've added two more pulse animations to make the effect catchier. Motion paths. Next, we want to make our work cycle spin off the slide. To do so, we'll have to add a motion path animation to tell the work cycle which path or trajectory it should follow as it spins off the screen. It could spin off at the top of the slide, bottom, sides, or corners. We'll have it spin off to the right side, but first we need to designate the path. If you click the Add Animation button just as we did previously, but select Custom Path from the available options, or select Path Animation, Draw Scribble on Mac, your mouse icon will turn into a cursor, and you can click and drag it around the screen to create a path along which your cycle will move. You can see that we've drawn a motion path, which will make the work cycle look like it is bouncing along to the right of the screen. To stop drawing a custom path, press Escape. Requiring a complex motion path doesn't mean you have to draw your own. There are other paths available at the bottom of the gallery. You can browse them by clicking the More Motion Paths, PC only. In fact, we even found one for bouncing right, which means we never needed to create our own custom motion path to begin with. For future reference, if you ever need to remove a motion animation, simply click on the motion path to select it, or select it in the animation pane, and then press Delete. To edit your motion path, select the motion path and click on the Effect Options button in the Animation group of the Animations tab. In the Effect Options drop-down menu that appears, you'll find an Edit Points button that presents your motion path as a series of points that can each be clicked and dragged to edit the motion path of your object. There are other tools available in the Effect Options drop-down menu, such as the ability to lock or unlock your motion path to prevent or enable others to edit it, and the reverse path direction button, which, in our case, would make our work cycle bounce onto the screen instead of off of it. Timing animations. Okay, we have created our entrance animation. as well as emphasis and motion path animations. The problem is, the work cycle is still not spinning yet. It looks strange rolling off the screen without spinning, so we need to add a spinning animation. However, right now, this new animation will simply play after the motion path animation, which doesn't help us at all. We want the cycle to spin and move off the screen at the same time. To make these two animations play at the same time, we can click the small arrow to the right of our new spinning animation and select Start with Previous, or select the Start option in the Animations tab. This is the only option on a Mac. We could, of course, have chosen the Start on Click or Start After Previous options, but they wouldn't create our desired effect in this case. Finally, we've clicked on Timing, or expanded the Timing tab of the Animation pane on Mac for more options, and set the Repeat option as Repeat Until Next Click so that the work cycle doesn't stop rolling in the middle of bouncing off the screen. As we saw earlier with slide transitions, the Timing tab also allows you to set a value for the delay, or buffer time before an animation commences, as well as a duration, which determines how fast or slow the animation takes to complete. If you ever want to change the order of your animations, you can select an animation and click the Move Earlier and Move Later buttons found in the Timing group of the Animations tab. This can also be done using the two arrow icons in the Animation pane, and only using this option on a Mac. Our work cycle animation is finally complete. It enters the slide using a wheel animation, revealing each step of the process in order, pulses for emphasis, and then spins off our slide, bouncing along the way. While you have to be careful not to overdo it, animation is a powerful way to bring a static presentation to life and engage your audience. Knowledge check. Test your knowledge of new information by answering these questions, and then review the feedback. Question 1. Imagine you are setting up a slideshow to auto-run, so staff in remote locations can watch it even without you there to manually click through the slides. Which automatic transition setting in the timing group would make sense to set to 30 seconds for an average slide? Option 1. Duration. Duration actually determines how long the transition takes. A 30-second duration would mean the transition would take 30 seconds. Option 2. After. Yes, this command, found under Advanced Slide, determines how long a slide is displayed before PowerPoint automatically proceeds to the next one. Option 3. Length. There's no such setting in the timing group. Look at the options in PowerPoint and try again. Option 4. Delay. This is an option for animations, not transitions. Question 2. What is the basic concept represented by the design principle of squash and stretch? Option 1. Animations should exaggerate reactions to appeal to viewers. While exaggeration is important at times, in fact, it's a whole other principle of animation, that's not what squash and stretch is about. Option 2. All animated objects should possess a fluidity and elasticity. While the name of the principle makes this sound like a good answer, it's just not true. A heavy stone in animation needs to be rigid and unbending. Try again. Option 3. Animations should generally reflect real-world physics so they seem feasible. While we often think of cartoons and animations as allowing for fantastical representations, the reason they appeal to the audience is because, at their roots, they generally reflect the real world. In this case, Newton's law of conservation of mass. This is the most important principle of animation. Option 4. Motion usually follows a bendy, stretchy arc. Animation should as well. Are you mixing up the principle of arcs with the squash and stretch principle? Question 3. Which animation principle is necessary because of Newton's rule of conservation of energy? Option 1. Slow in and slow out. The speed of an object has to go somewhere. It can't just disappear. This means an object takes a while to build up speed and also takes a while to slow down. Option 2. Solid drawing. Solid drawing is about remembering that even 2D drawings represent 3D objects. It's not closely related to this particular law of physics. Option 3. Appeal. Appeal is one of the few principles completely unrelated to real-world physics. Option 4. Staging. Staging is also pretty unrelated to real-world physics. Conclusion. It may look simple, but despite all the impressive animation tools provided by PowerPoint, bringing a slideshow to life takes some patience. It requires an artistic touch to tastefully design the right sequence of animations that will enrich your presentation rather than cheapen it. You may decide to add screen transitions, sounds, and animations to your slideshow, or play it safe and take a minimalistic approach. Whatever the case, if you're serious about using PowerPoint to further your own success in the workplace, animation is a must-have skill. Use it wisely.